a beautiful, spectacular Thursday afternoon at Union College in Schenectady, New York. What a beautiful place to be, and as I sat alone, bored out of my mind, I thought, why don't we do a pop-up edition of The Drew Buzney Show exclusively on all your podcast platforms? As always, I'm your host, Drew Buzney, pleased to be along with you. As we go through some of the breaking news that we've had this week, last week, we talk about all of it coming up next on the special edition Drew Buzney Show. The Patriots finalizing their coordinator position, and how great it is, back in our prime. But are we in our new prime? Or are we trying to replace the dynasty we had for 20 years? Are we Marty McFly trying to go back in the DeLorean and relive our past successes? Or are we bringing in these old players to start a new dynasty? That's the question that keeps coming over and over and over again. As we keep hiring the people we've seen so many times come in and out of this organization. Josh McDaniels is third stint. Mike Vrabel was a player. We saw what happened when we just hired a former player to be our head coach. And yes, the circumstances are different. There's no really nepotism or fake nepotism, even though they weren't father or child. But I'm wondering if we're just falling back into, we were so good for 20 years. Let's try and repeat that. When the ingredients just aren't the same. There's no superstar quarterback yet. There's no superstar quarterback yet. We know there's a future of one that we've seen through Drake May, but we do not have the Tom Brady that is the greatest of all time. We also do not have an amazing coach, Bill Belichick. Mike Vrabel's a good coach. Is he up there on the level of Bill Belichick? That's up for debate. But is this the right move to be doing? At such a critical point in time in Drake May's career, 5 offensive coordinators in the past 5 years. That trend cannot keep going. Because when you have this precious talent that Drake May is, you cannot screw him up. He needs constant good development. If he has 10 different voices in his ear over a 5-year period or whatever you want to say, that's not good for his development. He needs that one person by his ear that's giving him the right advice, the correct advice, the wisdom he needs, and it needs to be constant. The coming and going of advisors and coordinators only hinders his growth. And that's what we need to see. My fear that keeps going over and over and over again is we're going to have these one-and-done coaches for the considerable future. And when you're trying to rebuild a franchise from the ground up, quite literally ground up, from a 3-4 win team, you need consistency. You can't get into the pattern of hire coach, fire coach, hire coach, fire coach. So when are we going to give the sense of leniency to our administration? And is it the pressure from the crafts that are saying, we are so used to winning in the past that I want it right now? And they want to basically skip the process of this rebuild, which is necessary to go through. And rebuilds happen at different speeds. You see that a lot if we go to the MLB. The Diamondbacks, they made it to the World Series 2 years ago. Their rebuild was on a faster pace. Some rebuilds take a while. Commanders, that rebuild did take a while to get going. And they got their last piece of the puzzle. And now they're in the NFC Championship game. So Kraft cannot sit in his office and say, I've won 6 Super Bowls. I need to get there, right back there, right this instant. Because we have no idea how long this rebuild's going to take. It could be this year make it to the playoffs. Highly unlikely. But it could be another 2, 3, 4 years. And as much as people and the fans don't want to, you have to sit by patiently and come to realize that that is the fact of life. But Mike Vrabel can't come in and have a bad year and get fired. He needs 3 years to prove himself. And really, we have to go out and we have to get talent. I'm happy with the staff we made. I think that's a good part. But that's only 1A to this whole puzzle. 1B is going out and getting a new offensive line, new wide receivers. Because Josh McDaniels' offensive scheme in the past, not to say he's going to change it in the future, has been relatively tricky for wide receivers to learn. And our wide receivers aren't the smartest. They're not the best. So I'm worried that it's going to be harder for them to learn. And I'm a little worried on is Josh McDaniels going to go back to his old system? And how well is he going to adapt it for Drake May, if that? We know Josh McDaniels loves the blocking tight ends. We saw that in Gronkowski. He loves the big physical backs. We saw that in LeGarrette Blount. Are those going to be future offseason additions that we're going to see? These big guards, these big blockers, these big running backs. Is that the future that's going to be? There's all this debate coming out that was it a Robert Kraft hire? Was it a Mike Vrabel hire? And you can sit here and look through all the rumors, but we really don't know. My personal preference, it's a Mike Vrabel hire. They're good friends. You know, they're both in that organization. And I think it helps that Robert Kraft knows him. But the bottom line is that Josh McDaniels is a better offensive coordinator than he is a head coach. And he's really proven himself twice that he can't run a franchise. So the worry that he's going to come up and leave is not as severe. The more worry of people leaving is because Kraft is his trigger to fire people is so much higher. One bad move, up, you're out the door. One bad move, up, we're going to go hire someone else. Is that the culture that we are setting right now? Is the Gerard Mayo firing the precedent for that? Was he fired because he wasn't going to coach, or was he fired because we wanted Mike Vrabel? Maybe Gerard Mayo wasn't the worst coach in the world, but Mike Vrabel was better, so we're going to be preemptive, we're going to fire Mayo, and we're going to go for Vrabel. Or is Mayo fired because he lost that game and Kraft won the one pick, all the extra money that went with it, and then the trade back value that came with it? We probably would have been in the range we are now, but the haul we would have got would have been bigger. I wouldn't say it's comparable to the Caleb Williams Panthers haul, but it would have been something. Picks, maybe a player. So you just sit here and you wonder, what is this spirit? What's this culture of the franchise going to be? Because there's always this conversation of, why do we have to go back to another Super Bowl so quickly? We won 6 Super Bowls, but that's in the past. Who really cares? That was years ago. Let's stop reminiscing the past and let's look to the future. That who cares about the 6 Super Bowls? It happened. It's cool. We won. But Tom Brady always said the best one is the next one. So you can't sit here and say Robert Kraft is such a great owner because he won us 6 Super Bowls. He won us 6 Super Bowls, but is he going to win us the next one? That's the question. Does Robert Kraft have the capabilities as an owner to win the Patriots franchise that next Super Bowl? Because the next one's always the best one. And so you sit here and you wonder if that's going to be the case. We'll let you think about that. The Drew Busney Show will return in about 30 seconds. Welcome back into this pop-up edition of the Drew Busney Show, and it's something I might keep doing. Again, this episode is exclusively on all your podcast platforms, so make sure to tune in. And while you're at it, watch other episodes. But again, my name is Drew Busney. Thank you for listening to this episode on this special edition Thursday. And let's get back into it. I do want to note that we do have a guest coming on in about 5-6 minutes. We're going to talk about the Patriots-Jets rivalry when we get to it. But we've talked this whole show about the Patriots and this culture, because I feel like we've gone into this trend where we're talking about the additions and the players we want, but you have to look at this organization holistically, because at the top is Robert Kraft, and he creates the culture and the spirit that all the other employees have. It goes from the head coach to the players to all the support staff. So you have to sit here and look, is he the right choice? And I'm not coming out here. I'm not saying this vendetta against the Kraft family is that he needs to be fired. But I feel like he is trying to control too much of the organization. He's not a football mind. He's a billionaire owner. He doesn't know what's always best for the team because he's not that football player. He hired these people for a reason, and it feels like all the reports coming out is that it's a Robert Kraft decision. It's a Jonathan Kraft decision. When in reality, sometimes the owners, as much as they never want to hear it, need to step back. Because if they let the other people do their jobs, the money's going to keep rolling in because they're going to succeed. But if these non-football people, these non-football experts try and nitpick and control every aspect of the team, the thing they like the most, the money, is not always going to come in because their team's going to suck. Because the people controlling the team are not the people that should be. They're not the minds that are hired to do it. And so as hard as it is to do, Robert Kraft needs to take a step back and let Vrabel, let McDaniels run this team, because they are good football minds. They are up there with some of the greater than average football minds. So as much as it's going to be hard for him to do, Kraft needs to trust that he made the right decision this go around, and he's let them do. Because if he does, we can succeed. And boy, his money that he always wants will come straight back into his pocket, and he'll be 10 times richer. And at the end of the day, that's what all these people like, is they like to be richer. So if he wants to be rich, you kind of need to take the step back and say, hey, I'm the owner of this team. I'm going to supply the funds because I need to in order to make them back, get that return on investment higher. I need to go out and spend some money free agency. I have the staff to put all the things together once we have the players, but I need to start it by opening up my wallet and getting players in, because once I do, I know that I have the staff to make this team great. But it starts at the top of the food chain, and it starts at Robert Kraft. I would like to thank everyone who listened to this pop-up edition of the Drew Buzney Show on this Thursday afternoon. I officially want to announce that the Masters special, the second ever edition of it, will be coming back the Tuesday before the Masters kicks off, where we preview the first major of the year at the most beautiful course in the world, Augusta National. Coming your way in just a few months, just want to get it out there now. One of my favorite episodes we do during the year. But for everyone who listened today, thank you very much for doing so. We'll see you all Tuesday when the gang is all back with me. Be safe and have a great weekend.